Hi friends, Amy here, producer and host of The Activity Continues, a podcast where we delve into haunted houses, spooky stories, and things that go bump in the night. Each episode, I'm joined by Megan, who is hilarious, and is also the first one to nope out if anything ghosty happens. We recap episodes of The Dead Files, and we also tell creepy listener stories and talk to real-life ghost hunters and mediums, as well as some Dead Files clients. It's spooky, it's funny, it's occasionally unhinged, but it's always a good time. So, if you're into haunted history, ghost stories, and just the right amount of nonsense, grab your favorite beverage and come hang out with us, where the activity continues.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
On this episode of the Spectre Sisters, we will take a voyage back in time to discover the legend of the Queen Mary ship. So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything is paranormal, but some of it just might be. Today, a hauntingly beautiful hotel rests at port in Long Beach, California. This floating piece of history is the famed Queen Mary ship. To truly understand her alluring mysteries, we have to start from the very beginning. Construction for the vessel began in 1930 at the John Brown Shipyard in Clyde, Scotland. Unfortunately, not too long after construction began, operations came to a screeching halt due to the Great Depression. No further construction occurred between 1931 to 1934. Thankfully, on May 27, 1936, the Queen Mary was finally sent off on her maiden voyage. She was considered bigger, faster, and even more powerful than the infamous Titanic. Nothing bad can ever come of that.
Because she was made in Scotland.
Scotland!
I'm sorry, guys. It was right there. I had to get the
Scotland!
Scotland.
This colossal luxury ocean liner quickly gained popularity and attracted the wealthiest of guests. Dukes and duchesses alike gathered to witness the Queen Mary as she broke and held the record for the fastest ever North Atlantic crossing. These glory days suddenly came to an abrupt end when World War II erupted and changed history forever. The ship's once luxurious atmosphere was turned upside down as she was transformed into a troop ship to help aid in the war. Her capacity nearly doubled from 2,410 to an astonishing 5,500. She even garnered the new name, the Grey Ghost.
What? I'm sorry, guys. I don't know anything about the Queen Mary, so this is all new for me.
Yeah, some of that history, too, is kind of new for me as well.
I know too much.
So that's why I'm keeping my mouth shut.
No spoilers.
I won't. I promise.
By the time World War II reached its end, the Queen Mary had carried over 800,000 soldiers and had traveled 600,000 miles.
She got a lot of miles on her.
Big numbers. Big numbers.
Big numbers.
Big numbers.
Calculus.
I'm sorry.
After the war in 1946, she continued transporting people, but this time her passengers consisted of 22,000 women known as the War Brides and their children to the United States and Canada.
22,000.
Breeders.
No, I'm breeders. Sorry. I'm cutting
War
that out.
Brides.
I can't help it. That was the purpose.
I'm shook.
Finally, her service to the war was complete and the Queen Mary was fully refurbished and returned to her glamorous roots. In July of 1947, she resumed her elegant cruises once again. However, due to declining popularity for luxury transatlantic cruises, the Queen Mary shifted gears to adapt by servicing passengers to more tropical destinations like the Canary Islands and even the Bahamas. Quickly, it was discovered that she was not cut out for the more tropical climate. Me neither. With no central air conditioning, outdoor pools, or other bells and whistles more commonly found today.
No central air conditioning.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Evil. Evil.
Yeah, no, I could not have handled
Great ghost
that either.
For a reason.
I get it. The Queen Mary was consequently pulled from service and sold for $3.45 million to the city of Long Beach, California.
Do we know how much that would be in, like, today's money?
$4.5 million, yeah.
Because what year was this? I want to know now.
Yeah, because, yeah, brought to port for the final time in 1967, so...
A lot of freaking money.
I don't know.
That ship is huge from people who have been on there. Like Greg was saying, that it's giant. Like, it's kind of unnervingly... Like, you literally cannot tell that you're not in, like, a regular big hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaky.
A dollar in 1967 is worth $9.67 today.
Okay, yeah. So times 3.45 million by
0.45 times 9. What did I say? 67.
Yeah.
Wow.
33.3615 million.
That's terrible.
That is crazy.
I don't even know what all of those numbers would be. That's so much money.
It's also crazy that, like, because the 60s weren't super long ago, but that much inflation within that short period of time.
The inflation money, even money, just money. From like a decade ago.
And that's yeah.
Candy bars aren't under a dollar anymore, and I want to
feel
buy
like
it.
Yeah, most of the inflation just happened like not long ago.
Yeah.
Who said that?
It was a ghost.
Like, reverb that.
Anyways, okay. She was brought to port for the final time on December 9th of 1967. She underwent her last major makeover into a floating museum and hotel, which is how she remains today. But her history isn't as basic upon second glance. She ain't no basic b-
I love that.
There are many deaths recorded and many likely not recorded on her decks, with the first death reported as early as the start of her construction.
Yep.
So she's not really a nice girl.
No. Nope.
On June 5th, 1934, Malcolm Atkin was working on the scaffolding surrounding the ship when he lost his footing and plummeted to his demise. On June 8th, 1936, a crew member, Arthur John Francis Golden... All right,
too many
hold on
names.
Just a second. Yeah, that's
pick
Arthur
too many names.
John
pick one.
Francis Golden.
Pick a name, bro.
Tragically passed away on board due to a skull fracture on the return of the ship's maiden voyage.
R.I.P. Bless up.
Yeah,
I'm
like
sorry.
How did what did he do?
That was written.
How you get a skull fracture? Like that's got to be something serious,
existing
doesn't it?
Too much. I don't.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. Maybe on like a wave, he stood up too quick and just. Beamed himself.
Yeah, that is very strange.
I don't know.
In 1949, W.E. Stark poisoned himself accidentally by drinking acid that he believed was gin. Okay.
Survival.
How do you, what? Yeah. So, wait, accident. Who was putting acid? Like, what? Who served him acid instead of gin? Like,
I think that he just convinced himself that it wasn't acid and just said, I'm going to drink it.
Oh, my.
Because you'll see. The stubborn man. Okay.
Well, he thought it was. Gin?
Hey, man.
Gin doesn't taste like acid. It tastes like juniper berries. I like gin.
Yeah, okay. And then it says, Stark refused all help and even was reported to be in high spirits, even cracking jokes, until he died 3 days later.
Well,
so did he just,
it could have been purposeful. Do you think maybe it
could have been purposeful, but also, did he just get high off the acid?
I don't, probably.
What
don't,
kind of acid?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think it was like a cleaning.
Oh, no.
I think it was like a cleaning solution.
Okay,
but also, again, if you smell that, it's not going to.
I know, yeah, there's
also,
not
it
many
wouldn't
similarities.
Taste like gin.
No. Dude's never had a good gin in his life, and he never did. R.I.P., I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, two other crew members tragically passed away when they somehow tumbled overboard and weren't rescued in time. In 1966, Seaman C. McCarthy took an accidental fall and perished as well. A lot of people be falling and cracking their skulls.
That was a lot of,
A lot of, like, weird things. They're not, like, just,
yeah. Be normal. Die in a normal way. Come on.
Like, I know I'm clumsy, but I've never fallen and cracked my skull.
You've never fallen to your death before?
But Zoe's cracked her skull open, like, 3 times. I'm just saying.
She took
she's
all
doing
of it for
all
me.
Of us.
Yeah, all
yeah,
three of us.
Yeah, she is. Thank you, Zoe.
Then came an even more brutal demise caused by door 13 in the engine room.
Of course it was door 13.
I remember this, actually.
Yeah.
On July 10th, 1966, an 18-year-old crew member, Jay Petter, was crushed to death by the watertight mechanical door. That would have been
terrible.
Yeah, that's the worst one so far.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was 18, too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about the 41 confirmed passenger deaths.
Yeah, because that was just the crewmates.
Yeah.
41?
Confirmed.
Yeah, so probably more that weren't.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
I'm sorry I keep whispering in the mic. I'm just...
No, that's okay. And that's not including any of the soldiers, any of that. That's just...
Yeah, like
when just they were passengers. Commercial. Yeah.
Just trying to have a good time.
It gets worse.
Okay. While most reports of fatalities were due to natural causes, there were definitely some more mysterious deaths that shrouded the Queen Mary. A tragedy also befell the vessel unlike many of the others. This was caused by the Queen Mary herself. In 1942, a collision occurred between the Queen Mary and the HMS Caracoa. This accident caused the deaths of almost 300 passengers aboard the Caracoa. There are many rumored deaths and ghostly sightings surrounding the ship to this day. One room aboard the Queen Mary is known to be filled with whispers of a man who met an awfully brutal fate. Back in the 60s, a man supposedly went crazy and murdered two women. His crimes were quickly discovered, and the crewmates locked him in a third-class stateroom with an armed guard posted out front. During the night, the man became frantic and began to pound on the door, pleading for help and claiming someone was trying to kill him. The guard rightfully ignored his pleas, thinking them to be a ruse for the man to escape. The man eventually grew quiet, and the guard figured that he was asleep. But the next day, when the NYPD arrived to arrest him, they found him dismembered with his body parts scattered across the room in such a way that it was determined no one could ever do that to himself.
That's a good bedtime story. I feel
that's
safe.
That's a German bedtime story, if I ever did see
it. That's true.
Other hauntings and stories include tales of a cook who was burned alive by his kitchen staff. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They just didn't like his food, I guess.
It's like the menu.
Yeah, actually.
Good movie.
Reports of a little girl, Jackie, who supposedly drowned in the first class pool. Eerie disembodied screams, ghastly knocking, and apparitions of the deceased echo throughout the bows of the ship. One of the creepiest facts about the supposedly most haunted room, known as the B340, is that for the longest time it was boarded up beyond any recognition due to extreme paranormal events. That very room is now open to the public. If you dare to stay, it's only $499 per night.
Only.
Only. What do you only. Take me to be, a man with money? I mean, maybe after I get my phlebotomy certification, I can save enough so we can all go stay a night.
Yes.
After you phlebotomize a little bit more,
you gotta ask people on the boat, be like, donate blood. Give me blood.
I'll just end up making everyone think I'm a vampire. It's like, hey, can I draw your blood?
Hey, let me phlebotomize you. It just sounds like you're gonna be, yeah.
Put that in your Tinder boat profile. Sorry.
I can phlebotomize you.
Great. That's a threat.
For only $490 a night.
Yeah.
No, seriously, guys, any listeners out there, if you want me to draw your blood after I get certified, emphasis there, $490.
Reach
That's
out.
How much it costs.
For like a need, home visit?
I just need three of you, really, because then we can go.
That's how many are required for the
sacrifice.
Oh!
Giving away the ending.
God, you guys are really making me seem like a vampire.
Hey, it's okay. Builds morale.
Many YouTubers and paranormal enthusiasts alike have ventured to stay the night and record their findings. Sam and Colby?
Yep.
More often than not, their discoveries seem to be vast and terrifying. Do you think they are just acting and using special effects? Or do you think the evidence is very real with maybe a hint of dramatics? Shane Dawson. Sorry. Yeah, I know. But the hint of dramatics cut to, oh my God.
Oh my God, the sink is dripping.
I've never seen that.
The door creaked when I opened it. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I do think it's possible. That's kind of why I want to see these sort of things for myself, because I'm a firm believer that sometimes like TV shows and stuff are way, like they have a schedule that they have to follow.
I'm looking at you, Bagel Bites.
Yeah, exactly. Ghost Adventures.
And 100% Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, well, because we know someone who was going to have a show on A&E.
Yes.
And they even told him that he had to be more
kind
dramatic
theatrics and stuff.
Right, and to basically follow a script per episode. And he straight up told him, like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore because I'm not faking it.
Most any TV show, like even if it's a reality TV show, they have some sort of things that are like planned, and just because you have to keep the ratings up and people aren't just gonna watch if it's boring.
Yeah, you kind of have to have like a a hook, a catch, something really intense happened.
And with
per
YouTubers
episode.
As well, too. Like, yeah. You have to, you know, it's just that's part of the job.
It's
sometimes,
part of getting views, and I do understand that, but that's why I kind of want to do it myself.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather be a little boring, quote unquote, and just be like, I just didn't experience things. Let me know if you saw anything in the background or if you heard something. But yeah, that's my take on the dramatics and stuff.
Yeah. According to Nicole Strickland, in her book, Spirited Queen Mary, the legend of the dismembered man was invented by employees in the late 80s to early 90s to scare guests. Keep in mind these employees worked for Walt Disney when they had ownership of the Queen Mary.
That's crazy.
The mouse
I'm
be
sorry.
The mouse be dismembering.
The mouse owned the
mouse
Queen Mary?
Murderous.
Yeah, for a little bit. Apparently, it was...
That's...
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
And that's when the dismemberment story came. All the other stories are, yeah.
Down
well
with the house of mouse.
Down with the house of mouse.
Other people have heard variations of the extreme tales inside of B340. Everything from a woman murdering her husband to a husband murdering his entire family. Who's to say these are true? Do you think these tales are a little dark even for the big mouse?
Yes.
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know, the big mouse, he's got a side to him, I feel like.
I don't know about like the whole like entrails thing, because I remember like that was the specific story, is they were like, oh, his entrails, where everyone's like, excuse me, Mickey Mick Mouse, what the hell?
He's just decorating the room. Doing some redecoration.
Christmas decorations.
You were too good at that.
It's free,
Would you like to see my mouse couture?
No.
What?
That was awesome. I love that.
Prepare yourselves. The rest of this episode is just going to be an hour of us making fun of Mickey Mouse.
Be prepared.
I'm anti the mouse. Thank you.
One thing is for certain. The Queen Mary has very real reports of deaths and even caused 300 of them by a tragic accident at sea. With so much tragedy associated, whether real or fake, that sort of atmosphere can absolutely introduce paranormal entities or beings that want to feed off of the negativity. But you know, in reality, maybe it's all just...
aliens!
Yeah.
It's you missed
always
that.
Aliens!
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It is so crazy, because like, I didn't know until reading into it about the 300 deaths of the ship literally colliding with another and killing everyone on board.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I had not heard about that either. Yeah. That's crazy.
No one ever talks about
that. Did it just,
like,
ram them down the middle or something?
And like they, literally, they didn't turn. And they Titanic'd the other ship, essentially.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is crazy, because the Queen Mary was fine, because it was, you know, it still held all those records.
Yeah.
But it was actually, like, a friendly ship, too. Like, it was someone that they...
Friendly fire.
Yeah. No kidding. Like,
Did the captain, like, I'm sure they went to jail or something, right? Like,
I don't know. It was war times. I don't know.
Oh, war times?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It was.
Maybe they mistook them for an enemy ship or something.
I don't think that was it. I think they just didn't see them.
That's crazy.
Like the Titanic didn't see the iceberg.
Allegedly.
I don't know. That one. I've always been obsessed with like the story of the Queen Mary, because I think it's very strange. Like everything about it, and even trying to find details about it, is not easy.
The mouse is trying to cover his tracks, is what it is.
I did nothing. I'm innocent. Allegedly.
Hot diggity dog.
It's all legend. That's what I told
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh my god.
Divert your attention from the man behind the mirror.
Wait. Who said that?
Wait, that was like a mix between...
The mouse is silencing us.
The mouse is silencing us.
It's supposed to be the man behind the curtain, but then I went Michael Jackson. I said, the man in the mirror.
Okay. I know, there's a mirror right by you.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
The mouse is silencing us.
The mouse is silencing us.
Trips over and breaks neck. The mouse!
The mouse!
It's always the mouse.
A special thanks to these sites, emmacruises.com, crescentvalleyweekly.com, and U.S. Ghost Adventures, for being great sources for this material.
Yeah.
Spook you next time.
Hold on. Sorry. I know we just we technically just ended the episode. But I have a thing real quick. So I didn't know anything secrets. About the Queen Mary before this, but I have a theory now.
Okay.
A theory that I came up with while listening to all this.
Sweet.
So you know how they say names have power?
Yeah.
who was the first Queen Mary of England?
Bloody Mary.
Oh, yes.
Bloody Mary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did somebody accidentally, like, invoke her spirit?
I've heard that before, because they actually have in room B340, they have, like, the Bloody Mary thing next to the mirror. They actually have written out on the wall for you to do.
That's okay, that just further confirms my theory.
No, not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. Accidentally invoked the spirit of Miss Mary Tudor, Bloody Mary, if you will, the first Queen Mary of England.
Yeah.
Who, and I quote, during her 5-year reign, more than 280 religious dissenters were burned at the stake in what became known as the Marian persecutions, later leading commentators to label her Bloody Mary.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think I'm onto something.
Yeah. No, I've heard Sam Colby have thought that as well, too. And they, after going to the Queen Mary, had a lot of instances where they'd run into the name Queen Mary, too, when investigating. So they almost wondered that it was so intense at B340 if the spirit followed them.
Listen.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
When you are such a awful person in life, I definitely think that attributes to your spirit sticking around. So,
like, just being so unhappy that you're not even able to, like, pass on either way, no matter what, no matter what you believe in, just being stuck because you're such a bastard in life.
Yeah, like, that's a lot of people to have burned at a stake. Yeah. And I definitely think
burning at the stake too is, like, probably horrible. One of the worst ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is terrible.
Hot.
Crazy. Hot. It's painful.
Hurt.
I never knew that.
But I don't know. It's the fact that I thought of that while I was just sitting here, and I was like, I gotta double check myself and make sure I'm right about who Bloody Mary is.
Yeah.
So, you've heard it from your Nyx.
It's your reward.
Cookie for you.
A cookie
is a reward.
It is still weird how they named it the Grey Ghost, too. I just want to put that out there before the end. Because, like, going from Queen Mary to the Grey Ghost, and neither are, like,
Is it gray? Like, I'm wondering what the gray came from.
Kind of. Not really. Kind of looks like The Shining on the inside a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of, like, weirdly bright and...
I'm like, maybe the Grey Ghost was once again in reference to something that we just don't know about. And again, they're invoking a name.
Mothman. He's gray.
Always Mothman. The mouse is coming down the hallway for us.
The mouse!
You're Mickey Mouse!
Bye.